squirrels and teddy bears and flowers and candy. And as I say, when we approach any holiday, that we should tell the people that we love them every day, and not just once a year, or show them we love them once a year. Every day we should show how much we love God by loving others. So I'd like to begin this morning by showing you this little clip this morning, and it's entitled True Love. So there's no, so you just got to watch it. And may the words and may the message sink into your heart this morning. True love. True love is found in action and sacrifice. True love is Jesus. That's what Jesus did. His actions, everything he did here on this earth, and the sacrifice that he made at the end of his life for all of us is true love. This morning we're going to look at two parts of Scripture that remind us that true love is found in Jesus. And we share love with one another because we know Jesus. We understand that true love. As I was asking the children, how do they know that? Well, we learned it through the Bible. And hopefully, we know that God loves us through what he does for us. We certainly know that God loves us because Jesus died for us. But we know that because the Bible tells us so. And we read God's word. So this morning, we're going to look first in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, true love is. And we're going to begin in verse 3. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Do we do that? Do we get up in the morning and praise God for his son Jesus and the mercy that has been given to us? Do we do that? I mean, again, getting up in the morning and lifting up our praises and surrendering our prayers. That's the first thing that we do. Oh, God, I need help today. Help me get out of bed. Help me for all that I face today. Wow. Praise be to God first, right? Because God loves us. And it says and continues in verse 4, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Wow. So do you get up in the morning and realize that, hey, I need to praise God this morning. No matter what I'm facing, no matter how I feel, I'm going to praise him this morning because his mercy and his grace, what his son Jesus has done for us, he's, for me personally, he's resurrected from the dead, and I have this inheritance that's kept in heaven for you. Talks about this inheritance will never perish, spoil, or fade. Well, that candy and those flowers and all those things that we'll receive on Thursday will fade away. But what God has in store for us, it won't fade away. It's forever. Praise be to God the Father. And it continues on. It talks about this inheritance. And it says, this inheritance kept for you in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power into the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last hour. We praise God for that, knowing that God shields us and protects us and takes care of us. Do we know that? Do we understand that? Just like this, I'm going to find out what happens, because I just won't be able to move on, right? I'm just still thinking about that, but believing that God's going to protect them. God's going to take care of them. Whatever is happening is going to be fixed, and they're going to be taken care of, right? And all this, it says in verse 6, and all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trouble. We do, right? We suffer here on this earth. Just Jesus suffered. We go through these sufferings, but God still loves us, and we are still required by His Word to continue to love others, regardless of our circumstances, what trials we're going through, that people would still see God's love through us. It says here in verse 7 says, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be sought in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Because of your faithfulness. Because of your faithfulness, because of your love, people know that God loves them, right? We're faithful to God. We try our best to be genuine about our faith and our love, true love. You know, kids especially can tell when we're not genuine about what we're saying or what we're doing. I saw this card, and it said, it's the thought that counts. And I thought about that. Think about that phrase for a second. It's the thought that counts. Well, it is nice that people are thinking about you, and it's nice to know that people, you know, are praying for you, but it's the thought that counts. Just thinking about someone, is that enough? We talk about actions. The true love is action in our sacrifices. Just like, well, I was thinking about helping those kids. I was thinking about feeding the hungry. I was thinking about coming to church. That's nice. You were thinking about those things. But we can think, and we can certainly say we're going to do something, but actions. Jesus spoke with his actions, just as we should. It's a thought that counts. Well, what are you thinking, right? What are we thinking? And so it's not just the thought that counts. It's not just the prayer. I say this all the time. People say, oh, I'm praying for you, but there might be some action you need to take, too. We all want to pray. We can do that. We can all pray. But there may be some action needed, okay? Like, go help someone. Go share God's love genuinely. And it says here in verse 8, though you have not seen him, you love him. Well, that's hard, right? That's hard to teach kids. Well, yeah. Huh. I love that boy. Oh, I love her. Well, I've seen her, right? I know what she looks like, you know? What do you love? I just love her, right? It's interesting to talk to kids, especially in elementary school, that say they're, you know, going out with someone. Where are you guys going? Where'd you get lunch? Did you guys hang on the playground? I love him. We can see him, right? You can see him. It's just, even in middle school, oh, I just love him. And then right there he is. You take off running. You love him? You didn't talk to him. Really? Though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. So it's obvious. As we come and worship, we know that we can't see him, but we know he loves us because of our faith. And by reading God's word, we haven't seen him, but we love him. I haven't seen him, and I love him. I haven't seen Jesus, but I love him. And someday, I plan to see, right? All of us who believe. And it says in verse 9, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So God sent his son Jesus. Jesus came. His action and his sacrifice show that he loves, right? And what are we to do? Reciprocate that by showing love in our actions. And sometimes loving someone does involve a sacrifice, right? Certainly does. Though you've not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. We should be, right? Every day we should be praising the Lord. Praise be to God. We get up knowing what God's done for us. We should have joy in our hearts always. And again, you know, in the winter, it's just kind of dark and dreary and cold, but the sunshine just kind of cheers people up. But every day, as Christians, regardless of the weather outside or how dark it might be, we have joy in knowing that God did this.
He loves us that much.
1 John 4,
verse 7.
Dear friends, let us love one another. So we're reminded in 1 Peter what God has done, how much he loves us, the action and sacrifice that Jesus has expressed. Praise be to God for all those things. So what do? Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. God is love. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So you think about God is love. I mean, he's the originator of love, so that's what love is. And so how can we love without him in our lives? Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. He's the one who started the whole thing. We talk about the origination of you know, Valentine's Day, the origination of holidays and how things have started and things have began and who started this and who started that. God started love. God created all things. He is the creator of all things. He is our creator. He sent his son Jesus. God is love. So, my friends, it says that we're to love. And interesting, when you read this scripture, it doesn't say, it says love one another. Not just who you choose, not just the people that are close to you, not just the people that hang out with you or are like you. Let's love one another. We're to love each other. Everyone, right? Just like our neighbors. Our neighbors are everyone. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son. Here's the first line, okay? This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, it says in verse 10. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is how God showed us that he loved us, sent his Son Jesus. We believe that, right? We understand that this morning. But are we willing to show others how much we love them? Dear friends, there it is again. Dear friends, we're all friends here, right? The family of God. Let me say about that last week. The family of God. We're all friends here, right? We're all friends. Dear friends, since God loved us, we ought to love one another. Well, you ought to do it, right? I mean, it's pretty simple, right? No one's ever seen God. See, we haven't seen him, but we love him, right? Well, we love him. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love made complete in us. Now, I'm not going to get political here or step on anyone's toes, but what we need in our world and we need in our country is love. That might be in the form of a wall. I don't know. Okay? But what we need is love. We need people that really love God. Not that they say that they love God. Okay? That people really love God. Not that you're just thinking about it. I mean, we're past this. It's the thought that counts. We're past that. Okay? We need people who are actually going to love one another. They're going to love God first. They're going to love one another. And we're going to take care of each other. Right? That's what we're supposed to do. Take care of each other. Even if you don't know who they are. And even though you might get in trouble, or put them in your rank, right? Love one another. God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Love one another. That's what the world needs. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Yeah, that's what the world needs. They needed it 100 years ago, and the world still needs love. And we all need to take care of each other. Dear friends, we're all friends here. And since God loved us, we ought to love one another. So your grandma and grandpa, so you ought to go out there and take care of the chickens. Well, you're right. You ought to do what your grandparents told you. You ought to do what God told you, to love one another. Simple.
I love this song. Love that the man, as you were singing it this morning, do you really understand what that means? It says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me when nothing else could ever help. Love lifted me. You need to love one another. What the world needs now is love. You know that God loves you. You know those people. That's how we share God's love. Oh, how I love Jesus. Do you love Jesus this morning? Again, you can think about it. You can write about it. Or you can talk about it. But what the world needs, what your neighbors need, what your family needs, what all these children and youth need, is to know that you love Jesus. And why do you love Jesus? I'm telling you. When I go out in public and go places and spend a day at the middle school, there are people that are just sad. It just really burns my heart. You can tell. I just want to grab them all and hug them. They're probably getting in trouble, right? Pity that God loves them. I see these middle school kids. I'm thinking, man, who cares about this ice pack? These kids, I should have said that. Sorry. That is important. They need to do that. But there's some kids, ice packet. I'm freezing. You talk about ice packet. I feel ice right now around my feet. That's how some kids feel. That's how some people feel. I see people just walk, and they just, you can just tell them, gosh, oh, how I love Jesus. You need to know that. Oh, how I love Jesus. I know you love Jesus. I know you believe that God's word be true. And I know you believe these songs that we sing encourage us. But God wants us to go out of here. Yeah, we love them. But we need to tell people. We need to share that with people. Ah, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. And then you, like, get in line in front of me. Sorry. You know what I mean? I mean, show me. Show me. True love is Jesus. And how do you show that? Through action and sacrifice. Oh, how I love Jesus. Love me first. Father, we love you this morning. God, I know that those of us that are here have a real burden for all the same things that I'm talking about this morning. Everyone can relate to the people that are discouraged and depressed and sad and lonely all around us. This drug epidemic and all these things that we're facing. It's all rooted. I believe it's rooted in the pure fact that people just don't believe someone loves them. I believe that. We turn to all these different things and we feel like no one cares. And some of those things we believe in our mind will make it go away. God, you love us this morning. We pray for our world. We pray for our country. We pray for the children. We pray for everyone. We pray for our neighbors. But God, we pray that you'd help us to share your love with our neighbors. That everyone might see Jesus. We need you, Lord. God, we need you. We know we need you. We need your love. Help us to share. God, if there's anyone here this morning that's never surrendered their heart to you, to your son Jesus, may they do that this morning. Any decision needs to be made in their own heart, whatever you're calling them to do, I pray you do it today. As their pastor, that's what I'm supposed to do here. Help people to do what they're supposed to do, be who they're supposed to be, and go where they're supposed to be. Me too. God, help me this week. God, we love you. God, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.